Okay, I started recording, so we can start whenever. It would be, probably.
Hey, I can actually see that I'm recording this time.
Why couldn't you last time?
I don't, it was on the wrong input or something. I don't remember.
Oh.
Remember you did the whole intro and I was like, wait,
Yeah.
there's no lines. All right, let's do a clap sync.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. I did that way fast, sorry. I'll slow down. My bad. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Right, that should be good. I didn't hear any of your claps, but I'm pretty
I
sure
see
you
the
did.
lines. I think Discord was just like, no, this is too loud. We're gonna
Yeah.
cut this out.
No, Discord's like, nah.
Nah.
Uh-uh.
Too loud.
Nah, too much noise. Too much noise.
Yeah, the
Over
only
here.
thing that I don't like right now about the vertical monitor setup, and it's nothing against the vertical monitor orientation. It's these monitors, for some reason. Hold on, it's the switch in the back, babe. Let me get it. You can't remove like the base part of the stand. So there's like a little part that juts out at the back, even if you don't have like the stand that sits on the desk on. And it like prevents the monitor from tilting down a lot. So I might have to figure out a way to take that off.
The bottom monitor or the top
The
monitor?
top monitor.
Oof. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. But other than that, I actually like it.
Yeah, it looks cool. I found the exact mounts that I want to get for us.
Are you guys doing vertical or like side by side?
Nah, side by side.
Side by side.
I don't. I've never been a fan of vertical. Like I've had it set up before, at a job that was vertical, and I don't know. It was weird. I can never get used to it. But side by side, I'm so used to side by side. So.
I'm
And
just happy because in the camper my desk was like super tiny. So I had the side by side, but they were both like there wasn't one that was directly in front of me and the other off to the side. They were like kind of both off to the side.
Oof, yeah,
So
that's annoying.
I was kind of like always looking off to the side.
It's annoying. With this one's cool, especially since I plan on getting a editing monitor and a gaming monitor. The range of motion is like
You
super
can like move them
wide.
around.
Yeah, you can move them left to right and up to down and
Yeah.
tilt them.
Yeah,
So that's
I
pretty
looked at
cool.
those before we like were getting into the house, and then we got in the house and it was like, well, we can basically only do vertical, so I'll just get the vertical
Yeah.
ones.
No, vertical looks really good for your area. You're
Yeah.
like the area you have, it's probably the best for you guys. So,
Yeah.
the new monitors look good too.
Yeah, they
Did you only get two? One for you, one for her?
Yeah, and then we kept the our like original monitors for the main ones. 'Cause both of hers are actually the same. And then I got the
Oh,
same one
that's
that both
cool.
of hers are. So the only one that's different is my main monitor.
That's cool.
I think I started last week, so.
Yeah, I can start. Welcome back to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. This week, Devin is still a slacker, but he's such a big slacker that he's not even here today.
He's actually dead.
So, yeah,
That's how big of a slacker he is.
Yeah, he's dead. We yeah. killed him.
He's slacking
as
our
a
life.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer: we did not kill Devin of the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. He's not dead.
We know you're listening, FBI. He's fine.
He's alive. Yeah, he's fine. We wish he was dead, but he's fine. Wait, that came out wrong.
Nope. But it's FBI just, is still listening. We don't wish he was dead.
Yeah, don't wish he was dead. We wish he was alive and here. But
and he's alive.
He probably wouldn't
he's
have
alive,
had,
but not
he
here.
He probably wouldn't have had topics anyways. So
no, he would not have had topics. Dead. No,
it's probably better that
he'd have recalls. That's it.
He would
and
have recalls.
He'd be like looking up topics while we were discussing our topics, and then he'd be like, "What are you guys talking about? I got like five topics right here."
Exactly. All we would hear for the first 20 minutes of the episode is his mechanical keyboard just clicking away.
Just be. Yeah. Just that the whole time.
Yep. Yep. Enjoy whatever popped up from you doing that on your keyboard.
Yep, it did. It went bloom. You need a track selected.
Yeah. Did you want to close this down? But anyway, it's the normal two dudes this week. Me, Corin, and Jordan.
Hi.
So we're here. We have topics. We're carrying the show as usual.
So I mean, nothing's really changed.
Yeah, nothing's really changed. Just you won't just hear Devin's just one less input voice. Every 10 minutes.
Yeah, just one less voice, but the amount of content still the same.
Yes, probably still the same. You want to start us off?
Yeah. So this was actually one that I had last week. It's just a kind of a smaller one to start off. There is a new king on Steam for the highest rated game. It was previously really? Portal 2. And I don't know if you got the doc open right now or if you've seen this already, but can you guess what it is?
No. Is it that one game we were talking about? Stardew?
No. Valley? No, you're close though. No? You're close okay. with Stardew. It's like in a similar vein. Think more like Minecraft, but with Stardew Valley graphics.
Oh, Terraria? Is yep. that it?
Yep.
Really?
Terraria is now the highest rated game on Steam, passing Portal 2.
Wow. That's actually impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's really impressive. I've actually never played Terraria. It's always looked interesting, but it's also always looked like not my kind of game.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, I have it. I've played a little bit of it, not a bunch. It's a fun game. There's definitely a lot. Like it's a really deep game for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really comment on it too much. It was fun the little bit that I played of it, but I didn't get super into it.
Hmm.
I was more of a Minecraft guy, but even that I haven't played in a long time.
Yeah, man. Minecraft is OG. I feel like Minecraft is literally one of those games that as long as it's out, you can just not play it for years and years and then just pick it up and play it and still enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, well, on the same note of video game news and... It's becoming a staple for the last couple of weeks. Talking about, I'll let you guess. What game have we been talking about for the last couple of weeks?
I mean, there's a couple. It's
a major disaster.
Anthem?
Yep, Anthem.
Nice.
More specifically, BioWare. But the director, Jonathan Warner, is leaving BioWare, saying he's moving on to new things. I put the link in there if you want to click on it.
What's he? So yeah. What's he been respond? Like, how long has he been there?
I think they said 10 years.
Okay.
So he's been there for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he was there for a few Dragon Age games. maybe Mass Effect 1. I honestly don't remember when that came out, but I think it Mass Effect 2 and 3.
It said he was the project director on Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic and Mass Effect.
Knights of the Old Republic or The Old Republic? I think it'd be The Old
Knights
Republic.
Of The Old Republic, yeah.
Okay. Huh. So he probably, he wasn't like the...
1998, so maybe that was that the original one?
Yeah, that was the original, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's been there for longer than... Wait, for nearly 10 years? He's been there for longer than that. If he was involved with KOTOR. Unless he's been like one of the head directors for 10 years, if that's what he means.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's it.
Hmm. So what's he moving on to?
Oh, then? Wait, no, no. No, no, no. Wait. I got my...
Yeah, I'm seeing it says The Old Republic.
So... Not Warner. Warner wasn't, but Warner quit right after the general manager, Casey Hudson, and the Dragon Age executive producer, Mark Dara,
mm-hmm.
also left. And Hudson was one of the ones that was back. He's been with BioWare since 1998.
Oh, okay.
He was the
one that
was part
sense.
Of Star Wars, Knights of the Republic, and Mass Effect. So basically, freaking big honchos are just, for some reason, jumping ship on BioWare.
Yeah, it's always weird when you see a bit of an exodus of like the higher-ups from a studio, especially following a disaster as big as Anthem was.
Yeah. How much money they lost in time,
Yeah. And again,
but
it's
like,
not...
It's kind of...
Like, it's not super... I mean, it's somewhat BioWare's fault, but you got to put a lot of the blame on EA, too, for what happened with Anthem.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that begs the question, like, is this going to be... Is this a positive thing? Like, are these guys, these guys are leaving... To maybe do their own thing or retire or whatever, then maybe this could be a good thing for youngsters to fill that role, or not necessarily youngsters, but like, younger executives to fill that role and to start something new. Or it could be bad in the way that these people left such a huge, what's a legacy, that's really hard to fill. And now there's really no one to fill that role. So it could be one or the other. I'm hoping that it's the first one where we can get some younger guys in there and they have vision, and they can do something with BioWare. Because BioWare, they're a good company.
Yeah,
and,
they've got some,
they make
got strong
really
IP.
Good stuff.
I mean, they've got,
yeah, so,
they've made KOTOR, one of the best RPGs ever.
Mm-hmm.
Still stands the test of time. People still buy it. You can get it on your freaking phone at this point, and it runs good. They've got Dragon Age, which hasn't had a new game in a while. I think Inquisition was the last one, and that was in like 2013 or 2014.
Yeah, that was old. Aren't they making another Dragon Age, though? I heard...
I think they are. I think that was the thing where they canned Anthem 2.0, and then EA also told them that they can make the next Dragon Age game, like a regular Dragon Age, because they were originally going to make them do like an Anthem-style Dragon Age, where it was like a live-service multiplayer.
Mm.
And
so Inquisition was 2014.
Yeah. So that's 8 years.
Supposedly, there's a new Dragon Age. There's a trailer that came out for it in 2020. So there's something coming out. It's Dragon Age 4. There's no release date, but supposedly it's been in development since 2015.
Hmm. That's at least smart, because. If they've been developing it for 5 years and then they release a trailer, that's smart. They didn't pull a CD Projekt Red, which actually there's some news about them, where they're like, yeah, we've got this game coming called Cyberpunk. We haven't actually started it yet, but it's coming. And then they get everyone's hype built up for years to come. Or,
yeah, supposedly, oh my God. I love ad blocker, but sometimes it can be so annoying. Supposedly, without being able to read this dang article, it was started in 2015. They ran into some issues while they were making other games, and they dropped it, but supposedly now they're picking it back up. So, no release date, but there has been teasers and articles that they're working on the next game. Huh. So
that's cool for Dragon Age fans.
Yeah. But then you got these big honchos leaving at this time. So it's like, is it at the point where it's done and it just needs to be, you know, polished up? Or are these guys leaving in the middle of a big project?
Yeah. So it's hard to say. It's too early to say. So we'll have to kind of wait and see.
Yeah. I'm hoping that BioWare can turn the tables, you know, because I do like BioWare. BioWare, I feel like, is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good IP, like you said.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to make something happen. Yeah. That actually leads us into one of my topics, though. Like I said, Cyberpunk, or CD Projekt Red, rather, they have released some news just today. This is just coming out today when we're recording. Apparently, I knew this. I remember seeing something about this, that they had planned on Cyberpunk having some kind of multiplayer element to it. Mm-hmm. And it was always going to be like a post-release thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Cyberpunk released in the state that we all know it did. And they just released a strategy update video, and they are changing course with multiplayer. They've decided to reconsider the multiplayer aspect. Don't really know what that means, but it sounds like the way that it's worded might not be adding multiplayer to Cyberpunk, and might be instead focusing on just making it better. Because they said the studio is shifting its focus to bring online elements to all its games where they make sense.
Yeah. Well, right now it doesn't make sense to do anything multiplayer because their game doesn't work.
Busted.
Yeah. So this makes me happy because, you know, it says, hey, these guys are actually doing something about their game.
Yep.
You know, they want to focus on actually making it playable. So do I think there's going to be multiplayer in the future? Definitely.
Yeah, I think
because
later.
One of the huge things that makes GTA Online still one of the biggest games is online.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what it was going to be maybe akin to, was something like GTA Online from the looks of it. I don't know.
Yeah, because these GTA like role playing servers, or just online servers in general, are popping off, and they're like, you know, huge streamers just, you know, play that constantly, and there's a big audience behind the RP servers or whatever for GTA. And I did doing like post Cyberpunk coming out, there was a big hubbub about Cyberpunk being online so that the role play aspect could be introduced, just like GTA,
mm-hmm.
which would be awesome because, you know, a role play server in Cyberpunk sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a
Cyberpunk reality. Yeah, definitely has potential. I'm definitely glad that they're like, hey, you know what? We're going to halt. You know, we're not even going to say if we're going to do multiplayer, but what we're focusing on is the game. And, you know, that sounds good to me. It sounds better than them being like, oh, well, you know, we're just going to go ahead with multiplayer, even though our game doesn't work, you know?
And then along with that, They also said in the same strategy update video that they are increasing staff size. So they're adding on more team members, and they're going to be working on future Cyberpunk game, on a future Cyberpunk game and a future Witcher game simultaneously.
Ooh. Wow.
So
those are two big, two AAA games.
Yeah, two AAA games being developed simultaneously.
See, now that doesn't make me feel too good, because it's basically what they did with Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm. But they're adding more staff, so they're not just like working their current staff to the bone. They are bringing in more people. And apparently they also indirectly addressed the massive crunch that led up to the Cyberpunk 2077 release, and saying that they're putting new support in place to minimize stress, prevent burnout, and including apparently more mental health support. They didn't go into like super specifics. Good. So again, have to wait and see what that means. If it's just like empty words, who knows? It could be nothing. Hope it's not. Because, like, I mean, burnout.
They're like, we won't be working our employees to the bone. We'll only be working them to the muscle.
Yeah, we'll stop. We'll stop before the bone.
Yeah, we'll stop before we totally kill them.
Well, hopefully this means something better than just empty promises, empty words.
Because,
I mean, burnout and crunch is a huge problem in the video game development industry. And
big
it has been. I mean, you have people like Jason Schreier and other big video game reporters making huge articles about it in countless studios about how they're crunched. I think Rockstar was another huge one.
Yeah, Rockstar was a big one.
Yeah. I think maybe Naughty Dog too, leading up to the release of Last of Us 2, there was something about they were like put under massive crunch. I don't remember though.
I wouldn't be surprised that dumpster fire.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully this is actually something good and not just a bunch of words.
Yeah. Yeah, we can only hope, you know. But who knows with these PR teams.
Yeah. So. It's just words until there's actually actions behind it.
Exactly. So, I have a question for you, Jordan. Have you ever watched a video of Ken Block and you're like, man, that car is so cool. I wish I could buy that car.
Probably when I was like in high school still in like 2013.
Well, that dream might come true. Supposedly Ken Block is selling his Gymkhana cars.
Like all of them?
I have you can click on the link.
Yeah, I've got it up here. It says Ken Block's car collection for sale. So I guess all of them.
Yeah. It looks like they're only showcasing three of them right now, which are the 2011 Ford Fiesta, the 2013 Ford Fiesta, and the 1986 Ford RS200, which...
It's a bit of a bummer.
I'm pretty
the one that I'd be most interested in would be the Subi.
Yeah, the OG WRX. Yep. Oh man, that thing is probably long gone. Yeah. Though they probably took the bones and the heart from that and put it in something else. Which is sad, but yeah, I'm pretty sure the RS200. I'm pretty sure they made two of those, if I'm not mistaken, and they did like a giveaway for one of them.
Hmm.
I don't remember. I remember seeing a video on this car and he's like, oh yeah, I love this car. You know, I'll just drive this car, you know, around for fun.
Imagine like, just driving. Okay, you see this thing just going by on the road. Like, what the heck? Was that kind of block?
700 horsepower, freaking tiny rally car.
Yeah.
Going down the road. But yeah, so if you want to cop one of Ken Block's cars, you might be able to.
Is there any prices on here?
I don't see any prices. but I can only imagine.
Just take out a... we're getting the mortgage squared away in our house. I'll just take out a second mortgage while I'm at it and get one of these.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I can only imagine how much they're selling these cars for. I assume he's selling them for charity because...
Yeah, it doesn't say. Rich. You would think, but it doesn't say in the article anywhere. So you'd think if he was, that it would be in the article because that's, you know, a big PR thing.
Yeah.
Big PR opportunity.
Who knows? Maybe he's like, get rid of these things so I can buy myself another one.
Yeah. I think the last time that I watched a Ken Block video and I was like, dang, that's really cool, was when he had the Subi and they took the tires off and they put the snowmobile treads on it and he was taking it on the snowmobile trails.
Yeah, I remember that. Wow, I don't remember what Gymkhana that was, but yeah, I remember that.
I think that was the last time that cool. I was like, dang, that was super cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go back to back on another car news. If you can't afford this $100,000, well, I can only assume they're going to be selling these for, you know, upwards to $100,000.
I'd say it's six digits easily. Yeah.
Yeah. This article, I didn't read the whole entire thing, so it might not be exactly what I think it is, but the main part of this article about the R34, if you want to click on that.
Yeah, I've got this up.
Is they're debating if it should be considered a supercar. And, you know, I'm a big GTR fan. You know, the nickname for the R34 is Godzilla. I mean,
okay,
you can't get cooler than
question,
that.
Question, though, is the name R34, is that an indirect reference to, like, the internet joke of, like, Rule 34?
No. No, that's just, like, it's just, like BMW, how they have the M3, and they have the E30, the E46. Like, they're just different models. It's just the different models of the car.
I do like that it's Rule 34. It's the Nissan GTR Rule 34.
No, but there's like a R32, R33, R34. Wait, hold on. What are the who is calling me?
Someone calling.
Yeah, someone was calling me for some reason. I don't know. So the current model is R35. Then there's R34, R33, R32. And that was it. The R32 was the first of the R's. The R32 was 1989 to 1994. The R32 V-spec was 93 to 94. The R33, which is my least favorite looking, was 95 to 98. And then the R34 was 99 to 2002. And then the current R35 was from 07 to current. Like, they have different models of them, but they're all considered the R30. Okay, hold on. Someone's calling. They keep calling me.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Hello? All right. Back in. What were you talking about? The R30?
R34.
The GTRs, yeah. Right. So, I am a big fanboy of GTRs. You know, the nickname Godzilla. I mean, that's the coolest thing ever. They are feared in the car community. These things are modified to have upward and over 1,000 horsepower because they have the RB engine in them, which is one of, you know, it's right alongside the 2J. So it's like RB or 2J. It's like, which one do you want to go? But I have to say, I would not consider this a supercar. And my reasoning is it's even the current gen, it's a really fast car and it's really nice car. It's definitely a luxury sports car. But we've talked about this in an earlier episode about debating if the C8 was a supercar or not. And I thought, no, it is a mid-engine, sports car, but it doesn't have that status like Lamborghini and McLaren and Koenigsegg and like all these cars have, I'm not going to put a stock R34 next to a stock Huracan and be like, oh yeah, those two cars are the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's the question, though, is when, at what point can it become a supercar if they don't have the previous supercar badge, though? Because, yeah, I mean, this thing has the specs to back it up.
Yeah, I mean, the current gen GTR, it's a beast.
And it's really cool. We've had some really crappy looking cars on here in the last few episodes. I think last week we had the new Impreza.
Oh, God. The new Accord Subaru.
Yeah, the new Subaru Accord, Subaru Camry, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. This thing looks real cool.
Yeah, the R35s, the original R35, right when they changed the body style, was really cool. And then they did a facelift on it, and it looks so aggressive. The current gen GTRs are just so crazy looking.
Like, if you watch the video on that article, they said that it has like cyberpunk-esque music playing with it, and that's a good description because this legit looks like a car that could be in like cyberpunk.
Oh yeah, this one that we're looking at right here is the R34 with it's rendered with a body kit on it. So this is not exactly what the R34 looks like.
Sure.
It's basically like they took the R34 and the current R35 and then merged it together, which it looks freaking crazy.
Looks real good.
And I wouldn't doubt if there's someone in Japan that has done something like this. But this is not a production. This picture is not anything that's a production car.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is more or less what it ends up looking like, though.
Yeah, if they do like a heritage edition, like we were talking about before, a heritage edition of the R34, I would not be surprised if this is what it looks like, because this thing is sick looking. But I mean, in the end, would I consider the R34 a stock R34 a supercar? I love the car, but no, I would not. Like, just the supercar title, it's a very specific, it's very specific.
That's expensive. Yeah, right? I mean, this thing costs as much as like a Gallardo.
Yeah. But I mean, then again, you can go to Japan and get an R34 for like $30,000.
Yeah.
A stock one.
And then you have to leave it there because if you want to take it back here, you'll have to pay shipping costs and import fees. Yep. And then you're up to like, oh, what is that? I spent like $200,000.
Well, I'm pretty sure you still can't import an R34 into the States. It's actually
really
illegal. Yeah.
Huh.
Let me fact check that.
Can you?
So according to this, I mean, just a quick search, it does fall under the 25 years or older.
Oh.
So you can import a Skyline R34 and make it road legal in the U.S.
That's cool. I mean, I could somewhat see like American car manufacturers lobbying lawmakers to not allow it in if they thought that it would affect their business too much. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's why they put the 25 year the 25 years old import
exactly.
on there. Yeah. Because if we were able to import just any car from Japan, there would be literally no reason for car guys to buy an American made car unless they were like into muscle.
Yeah, unless but you like, are like a super there would be no super reason. Big into muscle cars. Yeah, there'd be no reason yeah. at all.
Because you go to Japan and still there's whole like how we sit. It's funny because we drive like in our towns, we have these little rinky dink like used car lots. Well, in Japan they have those same things, but they have R34s, Sylvias, yeah. WRXs, like all these crazy iconic cars just sitting there, you know, from bone stock to modified, and these people are just selling them like that's a normal thing. It's so crazy. It's
weird.
It's so weird and so amazing because
weird like dichotomy of culture.
I just want to sell everything, move it to Japan and buy a car. Yeah. I would literally die a happy person if I could do that.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that would entice me to move to something like Japan.
Yeah.
And then there's other things that would deter me, like the work yeah. ethic.
I mean,
the
there's work always culture. There's always two sides of the coin, so
yeah.
But
tell you what, I mean, if I could move to Finland though, I'd move to Finland in a heartbeat.
Why? What's the reason for that?
I mean, just a lot of things like education system and the benefits of living there, just in general.
Isn't healthcare like free yep. there or something?
Indeed, it is.
It's crazy. All right, let's go on to the next topic before
we get too healthcare. Deep in that rabbit hole. So let's say you can't afford to import a car from Japan, but you still have a little bit of extra money. Maybe you bought an Xbox Series X and you want to get a new pair of headphones for them. Let's say you want to spend as much money on a pair of headphones as you spent on buying the Xbox Series X. Well, lucky you, Bang & Olufsen now have the Beoplay Portal. I don't know how exactly to pronounce that word. For $500. Designed.
$500 for a pair of headphones.
Yep. Designed specifically with, like in collaboration with Microsoft. They're designed specifically for the Xbox Series X. I don't honestly know. This article doesn't specify if that means you can't use them with other stuff. If so,
yeah,
then like you gotta have a huge disposable income if you're like, I'm buying these $500 headphones and I can only use them with my Xbox.
And you can only use it with your Series X. You can't even use it with the previous models of the Xbox.
No, you probably honestly can't. Even if you can use them with other stuff, you probably can't only use them with the Series X or Series S.
I swear, if I pay $500 for a pair of headphones, that better like go into my brain and trick my brain into thinking that I'm hearing the things around me. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. Like,
I understand that like audio output and audio quality is a big part of immersion.
Yeah, it's
for sure.
It's very important.
But I don't think I'll ever be at a point financially. I could be pretty well off financially, I think. And I would still have serious second thoughts about spending $500 on a pair of wireless headphones.
If you think about it too, the biggest company in audio right now is Bose, right?
Yeah.
And even their like most expensive, well, I don't think most expensive, but their, you know, decent brand is only like $300.
Yeah.
And that's like top brands.
Now, I've never really heard of these guys, Bang & Olufsen. They are like, they're like luxury headphone designers. I don't know how they stack up to like Bose as far as quality goes, but these guys are like luxury. So I honestly, again, don't even know what you're getting as far as quality goes. If you compare it to something like Bose, you know what I mean? Like, it's probably just as good, but you're paying $200, $300, $400 more for a little like B and O symbol on the side of it. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, there's so many other options that are probably, honestly, probably just as good.
Yep.
And you can only, that's another thing. It's like when it comes to audio in these games, you can only get so clear.
Yeah,
you
know, like there's like diminishing returns, right? There's huge diminishing returns with audio quality. I'd say more so than like visual quality, because you go from 1080p to 1440p, you can tell the difference. You go from 1440 to 4K, or if you go from, let's say, 1080 to 4K, you're going to notice a big difference. And you're going to be like, okay, I understand the justification and price. I don't think personally it's the same. It's similar with sound. Like, you can tell if you get a cheapo pair of, let's say, gas station headphones for like $5, or if you get a good quality pair of headphones. Yeah, like a
decent pair of Sonys or something.
You're going to tell the difference. But I think once you spend, if you spend $100 on a pair of headphones or $500, I don't think you're going to notice that much of a difference. And if you
I doubt.
I don't know.
I honestly, seriously doubt the human ear can hear the difference between a $300 pair of headphones and this $500 pair of headphones. Yeah,
I think this is definitely just one of those like status things to have. Be like, oh, I got these like collaboration Bang & Olufsen Microsoft Xbox Series X headphones.
it's like someone that gets the Apple headphone over the ear, the Pros or whatever they're called. Yeah. That's just like, you know, oh, look at me, I got money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely what it feels like here.
So, I don't know.
We're wrong. It's just, I've never had a pair of $500 headphones again.
Yeah.
Probably never will. I could have a fair amount of money to spend, and I would still second guess buying a $500 pair of headphones. So, I don't know.
I mean, I highly doubt that there is going to be some, like, I don't know. I just don't know, like, why would you get these? Like, it's like someone gets them, and they're playing, like, PUBG or COD and they're just like gods at the game because they can hear footsteps from like 3 miles out in the video game.
Like, it is, again, I think in that situation especially, you're gonna notice it less. Again, like, you'll notice it up to a point, depending on like if you can or can't hear someone's footsteps, and then past that point you're just gonna be so laser focused on the game that you're not going to notice that a slight like 1% difference in audio quality.
And you have to think about the game's limits too. I mean, these video games aren't spending their whole entire budget on audio.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it's important, but they're not going to make it so that you can hear a freaking like mosquito fly past your ear.
Yeah,
you know,
you're gonna be like, oh, like, man, I can hear that bush rustle so much better with these headphones compared to my last one. Because they don't record it to that point.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I just,
if you got the money, I guess, whatever. But
yeah, I mean,
it's like the what was it, the Ferrari something that Devin showed us? Oh, no,
the Rolls Royce. The Rolls Royce,
that's what it was.
The thing, the seat. Yeah. it was a seat. Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
It's the same vein as that. Same ballpark, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, exactly. That, I couldn't have said it better. That's funny.
All right, what else you got for us?
I mean, I have one more thing, and then...
Oh, actually, I see a topic on there that I was literally just thinking about.
What?
The Miata prices. What the heck is going on with Miata prices? Because you're looking to buy one. And before you got on last week, because you were a little bit late, Devin and I were talking about that, and he was just like going through and looking at the prices of Miatas. They are insane right now.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck?
Pretty nuts. I mean, they've always kind of done this where, like, they'll go up and down in price just depending on what cars have come out that year and how many people are buying, like, project cars and stuff like that. It's fluctuated a little bit, but I'm pretty sure right now Miatas are at the highest they've ever been in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's like friggin' GME stock looking at the value of a Miata. Yeah. And right now, everyone's going like diamond hands mode, and the price has just skyrocketed.
Yeah. These like 1990 clapped out 200,000 mile cars.
It's still like $6,000.
Sell for like $4,000 to $6,000. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's really sad because
it's a rough time for you.
Yeah, it's really sad for me. Yeah, and it's extra sad for me because I sold my 92 for $1,500. $1,500. And it was probably better than half the cars that are being sold for like
four to six K.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, that's literally the stocks. Like, oh man, I shouldn't have sold.
I should have held. I mean, I wouldn't have been as upset if what car I bought when I sold the Miata actually worked out. You know what I mean?
Was that the whole situation where you like exploded and then they like impounded the other one?
Yeah. So I sold the Miata to get a faster car because I was in a position where I had some extra money. Tax season rolled around, you know, I was doing good. I had a bunch of money saved up and I was like, you know what? I think I want a faster car. And I love the Miata, but I was like, you know what? I went the road the road of like, hey babe, hey, don't you think it's time that I get a safer car, you know, one with airbags and stuff? And she was like, Yeah, that's a good idea. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea, right? So I'm gonna buy a faster car.
But it's safer.
Yeah, and then everything went downhill. So
I'm gonna buy a faster, safer car that's gonna blow up.
Exactly. No, don't do it, folks. Just stick with your Miata.
Stick with your 92 Miata. It won't blow up on you.
It won't blow up on you. Literally. I don't think those cars are possible that you can possibly blow them up.
Yeah, it's seeing
they're
what people
like,
do to them.
They're like
and
Civics.
They are literally the Honda Civics. They're in the same the same ballpark or same vein as Honda Civics. Like,
yeah.
I had a friend up in Michigan sold a Honda Civic. I think it was like an 02 or 03. Granted, this guy took insane care of his cars. And his wife drove that thing to like 350,000 miles. It still drove perfectly fine. And he sold it for like $4,000 to $6,000 again for that thing.
Yeah. And then guess what? Something happens that you do blow up your engine. It's like $300 to fully rebuild it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay.
Whereas
unless you like fully crack your block in half,
yeah.
Like it's those cars are so cheap to fix. I think that's the big draw
to them, especially is like the ease of finding parts and how easy they are to work on. And everyone knows how to work on it, right? Because it's such a common car. You take it to anybody, they're gonna know how to work on it.
If you bring it to any mechanic shop, they're gonna be jumping for joy because they can charge you out the butt, but it's gonna be so easy for them to fix, you know. But that's like one of the big things about Miata is that these guys that don't really know engines very well can buy them and learn how to fix their car, you know, because they're so easy. It's so cheap to get the parts, you know. You can learn how to fix an engine on the Miata because the engine is so just, you know, dummy proof. Like it's just there. It's there. Like this is that, and that's that. You know what I mean? There's no questioning on that engine. So it's just And then you have to think too, really early on, Devin was saying how they started production of parts for the older NA models.
Yeah, again. That was really cool. That was like several episodes back. But that's really nice. So you have
to think maybe that has something to do with the spike in prices.
Wow, actually, I didn't even think about that. That could have, the availability of parts and the how easy it is to find those parts for those older models makes them more valuable.
Yeah, because you can buy one that's clapped out and just fix it to like stock.
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah, I mean, it's sad. I'm going to wait it out a little bit. Plus, I have to save up some more money to get what I want. The cool thing is that the year that I want, for some reason, people don't want. They all want the NAs. They all want the pop-up headlights. And I understand the hype. Like, I love my 92. I love the pop-up headlights. That's, like, iconic, you know? But the 99 was the first year that they made the VVT engine, the variable valve timing engine. Mm-hmm. It's probably the best Miata engine you can get. A lot of people will buy NAs and swap out for the 1.8 VVT. But yeah, I mean, I'm going for a 99. Hopefully by the time I have the money to buy one, everyone else is not looking for a 99.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Do you have another topic or do you want me to go into the recall?
No, that's all I got.
All right. Well, let's do, I'm going to take Devin's job here. I only have one. I didn't look up too many. But I want you to get, I don't know if you looked at it. Oh yeah.
I did. Okay. I've got the doc open.
Drum roll, please. It's Ford.
Yep. Not Kia.
And guess what it's on? It's the Mach-E. More problems. This time it's not the actual car, I don't think, but it's the charging stations.
Oh. Does that catch fire?
That's what I'm seeing. I honestly didn't read this yet. Yeah. Wait. They were not working.
Oh,
so
that's boring.
The Ford, the level 2 home chargers for the Mach-E. Oh, it was for the exact Mach-E were not working.
That's super boring.
Yeah, and it says there's no safety concerns, but they did stop selling it.
Okay.
So
this actually brings up a good question that my wife and I were having, because we drove through the parking lot of one of the local strip malls, and they've got like 8 of those, the Tesla charging stations there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were just people parked there charging. But it's not like filling up a car with fuel, right? It doesn't take just a few minutes and then you're on your merry way. You have to sit there for like 2 hours to fill up.
Yeah, I mean, those things, I'm pretty sure they're not to be like, oh, I'm out of power, let me charge here. I think it's kind of like, oh, I'm going into the mall, let me just top off while I'm in the mall.
So then, you don't get one of these chargers when you buy like a Tesla or a Mach-E. That's an additional charge, right?
I don't know, dude.
I
would assume it's probably an additional charge, but also it's kind of like, hey, I'm buying your electric car, at least give me like a power cord for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you buy a phone, they're not going to sell you the phone and not sell you the charging cord. So I assume what this is saying, it's a level 2 charger. So this is a fast charger type of deal.
Yeah.
So probably when you buy an electric car, they probably give you like the basic charger, right? And then you have the option to get like the fast chargers or whatever. So I think the fast charger is a thing that is not working. Then again, I could be completely wrong, but that's what I'm guessing. But and there's also, it says lower in the article that the third party options, there's becoming more and more third party options, which is kind of
that's
funny.
Actually interesting. Like, yeah, it's like you can buy, you know, your Apple charger officially, and it's like $30 for the cable. Or you can go buy on Amazon just and
buy like a $6 one. That's $6 like 50 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, that's the only recall I found. Devin probably found more, but guess what? He's not here.
He's a recall guy. That's the most that he brings to the table. Although I will say, I don't know if you'll listen to this episode or not. Hopefully not. The episode did seem a little bit drier without him.
Yeah, it did. There wasn't his, like, he does have some good takes on things.
I would never tell him that.
Oh yeah, I would never tell him that to his face either.
So don't, anyone listening, don't go tell him. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't comment anything. Don't tell him we missed him. But we'll deny it. It was weird. I would say that. It's very weird not having Devin here.
You miss him a little bit. But, just a little. Just a touch.
Just a little bit. I miss him a little bit to say it on the podcast, but not enough to say it to his face.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you want to...
I'll wrap us up.
Roll us out.
Yeah. All right. So that was the wrap up of the podcast this week with one man down, just me and Corin, one minus one Devin. We talked about the, CD Projekt Red releasing their little update video. A little bit of good news, looking like they're going to focus on Cyberpunk, not the multiplayer. But then a little bit of iffy news that they're going to be developing two games at once. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
BioWare's losing executives off their right.
Yeah, again, we'll see how that... We'll see how that goes this episode.
Yeah. We'll definitely have to, like, keep up with this and, like, be like, hey, this is what's happening.
Yeah, this is how that went.
But I'm pretty... I'm pretty sure that... These are pretty big topics, so we'll figure it out.
CD Projekt Red has been on our radar long enough that they'll be back, I'm sure. Yeah. We talked about how if you've got money to spend, if you bought yourself an Xbox Series X and you want to get a equally expensive pair of headphones, you can get that. And if you're really rich
and you want to buy Ken Block's Gymkhana cars, go for it.
You can do that.
He's selling them.
How much they are? I don't know. Where's the money going? I don't know that either.
We don't know.
You have to buy it and then ask him. I don't know. Let us know. If you buy it, ask him. Tell us where the money went.
Let us know if you buy it and you immediately become sponsored by Ford.
That would actually be pretty cool. What would that entail if you're just an average person getting sponsored by Ford? Are you just like getting sponsored Ford, taking a dump?
Ford sponsors you to go to work.
This dump brought to you by Ford.
You like go to work and then like there's a pit crew waiting, like just changing your tires and filling your top.
Changing
you
your tires on your desk chair.
Oh man.
Maybe. That's I don't funny. Know. Maybe that could happen. Yeah. We won't know because we're not going to buy him.
Yeah. And stop buying Miatas so that the prices will go back.
Stop
down
buying it. So Corin can buy one. And don't buy the Mach-E again.
Yeah, right. We repeat for the third episode in a row. Do not, I repeat, do not buy the Mach-E.
Or a Kia, just any Kia.
Any Kia, yeah.
Because they
unless you like fire,
unless
you,
well,
and then you,
yeah. If you're
yeah, if
yeah,
if you're a pyromaniac, you're an arsonist, I mean, go for it.
I guess
Kia is the car for you.
Yo, that's how they could brand themselves.
Yes, they should just make another commercial and be like, hey, did you grow up liking fire? Well, we got the car
for
you.
Did you always want to burn down your childhood home? Here you go. Here's your car.
Always want to be scared that your car is going to set your whole house on fire and you're going to die in your house because your car set on fire? We got the car
for
you. But
not scared because you kind of want it to happen just a little bit.
Yeah. Just a little bit. That do you have that deep dark seated fantasy that your car will one day spontaneously combust and kill you? Well, we got the car for you.
Yo, Kia, hit us up. We're your new marketing managers. Your new heads of marketing. We got you.
And I'm starting filmmaking so I can make you a new commercial.
Yeah, there you go. This is what you've been training for.
This is what I've been training for my whole life.
This is it. All right. Well, we won't be back next week because Corin will be making ads for Kia.
A key. Yeah. And possibly the glitches. No, Glitches and Gearheads will be making a commercial for Kia.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a branded commercial.
There you go. Yeah. You'll see our logo on the Kia. And Devin will not be involved because he wasn't here.
Yeah, he wasn't here, so he'll never know.
We get to split it two ways.
He won't listen to this episode because he's a piece of trash. Yeah.
Unless he does, and in which case we love you.
Yeah. No, you're still a piece of trash.
And we love you.
Hey, and we love you. Comment down below that Devin's a piece of trash and message him on Instagram and tell him he's the worst.
And you love him. He'll love and that you love him.
And that you love him. Tell him he's a piece of trash, but you also love him.
You love him because he's a piece of trash.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
There it is.
Do that. All right. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.